It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. November is Native American Heritage Month, and as part of that, Rocky Mountain PBS is producing a documentary called Urban Res, which explores the relocation policies that started in the 1950s.
They were going to give you money to travel, find you a home, and give you money for food, you could find a job. How good does that sound? That sounds really great, especially if you didn't have any money on the reservation. What a bummer it turned out to be, though. But they didn't make it.
It's now been 60 years since relocation began. I'm talking this morning with Urban Res director Lisa Olkin from Rocky Mountain PBS. Good morning, Lisa. Let's start with a little background on these relocation policies. What was the idea behind them, and where in the country did this go on?
It was from 1952 to 1973, where the U.S. government encouraged American Indians to leave their tribal lands and reservations and move to urban areas throughout the West. It was really throughout the country, but most of it was really throughout the West. Denver was one of the first five cities in the 1950s where American Indians came to relocate. It's not only state history, it's also American history. I certainly didn't learn this in any of my classes. And even though it's only been four generations since the end of relocation in 1973, I think a lot of people will be surprised to know that 65% of all American Indians now live in urban areas. Most of them are not on the reservations.
Now, in the course of making this film, you've talked with a number of Native Americans who did relocate. I'm curious how they feel about this.
I think the people who have relocated and stayed in cities have found the urban mainstream very interesting, and it has given them a great deal more opportunity than they would have gotten on the reservation. I want to make it clear that there's a lot of Native people who still return back to the reservation for celebrations, for naming ceremonies, to visit their families. So there's a lot of people who live in cities, but they don't call the cities their home. The people who stayed, the people who have come since the 1970s, find that they were able to walk both worlds, keeping their culture alive, keeping their tribal traditions alive, but also adapting some of the mainstream ideals that they want. But nothing is, you know, being pushed on them anymore.
There's clearly a strong Colorado connection when we're talking about relocation. I'm wondering, though, how you ended up working with the University of Northern Colorado.
Originally, I wanted to take this relocation film through college people and then go back through their ancestors getting to their grandparents. That didn't quite work out that way. I was able to connect up with some college students and definitely the UNC staff there and Solomon Little Owl. What ended up happening is they invited me and my Native crew, it's an all-Native crew, I'm the only white person on the crew, to go to the Crow Buffalo Hunt. They have buffalo up at the Crow Reservation, which is southern Montana, and so we were able to shoot a huge aspect of the culture that has evolved to include non-Natives, yet they are still reliving what their ancestors did. So it's a very interesting twist on keeping tradition alive, but adapting it to the 21st century.
There's a screening of Urban Res Wednesday evening at UNC in Greeley. The public is invited. What are you hoping people will take away from this?
I hope they will see, at least the Native people that will be there, I hope they will see themselves in a positive light and understand that this is American history. This is not just Native history. And with the non-Natives who will be there, I'm hoping that they learn something about their neighbors and about their city and state that they didn't know before. And it's really, it's this idea of migrating to another city and relocating to another city, it's so universal. And I hope that people understand that this happens to all of us.
Lisa Olkin, it was so great to talk to you this morning. Thanks.
Oh, great pleasure. Thank you, Erin.